In 1959, I wrote my autobiography for an assignment in Mrs. King's sixth grade. In 29 pages, most half-filled with earnest scrawl, I described my parents, brothers, pets, house, hobbies, school, sports, and plans for the future. 42 years later, I began writing another memoir, this one about the 8 years I spent in the White House, living history with Bill Clinton. I quickly realized that I couldn't explain my life as First Lady without going back to the beginning, how I became the woman I was that first day I walked into the White House on January 20th, 1993, to take on a new role and experiences that would test and transform me in unexpected ways. Although I've had to be selective, I hope I've conveyed the push and pull of events and relationships that affected me and continue to shape and enrich my world today. Since leaving the White House, representing New York in the United States Senate has been a humbling and daunting responsibility, and one I hope to write about more fully at a later time. The horrific events of September 11, 2001 made that clearer by bringing home to New Yorkers and Americans the role we must all play to protect and strengthen the democratic ideals that have inspired and guided our nation for more than 200 years. These are the same ideals that, as far back as I can remember, were nurtured in me growing up. A political life, I've often said, is a continuing education in human nature, including one's own. My 8 years in the White House tested my faith and political beliefs, my marriage, and our nation's constitution and system of government. I became a lightning rod for political and ideological battles waged over America's future and a magnet for feelings, good and bad, about women's choices and roles. This is the story of how I experienced those 8 years as First Lady and as the wife of the President, and how I made the decision to run for the United States Senate from New York and develop my own political voice. Some may ask how I could give an accurate account of events, people, and places that are so recent and of which I am still a part. I have done my best to convey candidly my observations, thoughts, and feelings as I experience them. This is not meant to be a comprehensive history, but a personal memoir that offers an inside look at an extraordinary time in my life and in the life of America.